number 2, starting there at verse number 1. And to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst. Amen. Praise God. I lost my place. Who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou hast not bear them which are evil. Listen to all the good things Jesus is telling them. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. He said, you tried the preachers out before they came preach for you. Amen. You made sure that they were what they said they were. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. Did you know that?
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And hast borne and hast patience. And for my name's sake, you have labor. Amen. Listen to all this. Praise God. He said, you've been very patient. Amen. For my name's sake. You labored, you worked. Amen. You worked very hard for my name's sake, and hast not fainted. Praise God.
Right.
Nevertheless, verse number 4, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Amen.
Oh,
remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. I want you to notice this. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'll get one more verse here. But Jesus said, if you don't repent, amen, and do what you know you ought to do from the start,
yeah,
he said, I'm going to take you out. Amen. I'm going to wipe you off. There won't be a church here no more.
Woo.
Amen. Churches are very important. Did you know that?
You're right.
Jesus thinks a lot of the church. But I believe what he was saying here, I'd rather there be no church than to be a reprobate church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't ever let us get to the place, oh God, amen, where we're not doing the will and the work of God in his way. You know, you can get to the place where you go through emotion and you do things how you want to do it.
Yep.
Great God. And you ain't nothing but a reprobate.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Tony was telling me, amen, concerning bringing some of those clients to church here.
Uh-huh.
And he said that they took some of those clients to church the other night. Amen. And he said that they had a wrestling match right inside of the church. Amen. Great God. Right in the middle, they set up a ring and they wrestled. He said folks about half dressed, and they hollered and hooped while somebody wrestled right in the middle of that church. And I want to go on record tonight to let you know I'm for the church. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God in heaven. I've spent the majority of my life, amen, since I've been a little boy, backing and pushing and being for the church.
Yes.
But a church like that, it'd just be way better for them not even to be there.
That's it.
Amen. Yeah. Than to teach a bunch of lies. Amen. That you can live a manner such as that and still be okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus ain't teaching us how to wrestle inside of the church. Amen. I tell you what he's teaching us. He's teaching us how to war against the enemy. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. I don't want to get too sidetracked or ever get going. Amen. Hey, Brother Jackie, there's a lot of churches today. Amen. On Wednesday nights, I mow for a church down on my end of town. I cut for several churches, but one church, Brother Tommy, amen, they got a sign out there in the front. Amen. I like to mow it over sometimes. Hallelujah. But they got a big sign out there in the front yard, Brother Anthony, and it there for a while it said Ice Cream Social on Wednesday nights. Come out, and they had the time. Now they don't have church anymore. They just, that's their way of getting folks out. Come out, we're going to feed you ice cream. Amen. And I'm sure they'll have some little prayer and maybe read some little scripture, but they want to get you out there and have an ice cream social. Amen. But there for a while before that, they had a signed up spaghetti dinner. Amen. On Wednesday night, praise God. And I'm all for feeding the hungry if that's what a church so desires to do. Amen. I tell you what's more needful on Wednesday night than an ice cream cone. Amen. I'll tell you what's more needful on Wednesday night than a spaghetti dinner. Amen. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. Why is the church in a state that she's in today? It's because we no longer hold the word of God to a very uplifted, important place in our life. Amen. I come to tell tonight. I am what I am and where I am in the Lord because of this word right here. Amen. It took a lodging place in my heart many years ago, Brother Anthony. Great God, and I've been able to weather the storm, Brother Chuck, because of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do thy works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I'm going to get into it here in just a moment, but you can study the history of these seven churches, and you know what happened to that church of Ephesus? It did just exactly what Jesus told them. It got to the place where they were so out of the will of God, and they turned so worldly, amen, that it ceased to be a church. And now, modern day times, amen, Muslims control that territory. Ooh, I come to tell us, I don't ever want to get to the place where I'm just a reprobate in the eyes of the Lord. But this, verse number 6, thou hast that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Hallelujah. If the Lord had helped us for just a few moments tonight, I'd like to preach a little bit about the church that left its first love. Amen. I have somewhat against thee, said, thou hast left thy first love. It hadn't gone off into heresy. Amen. Oh no, it hadn't even got to the place where it had quit working. It was still very busy working. It hadn't got to the place at this point where it was so worldly. No, they kept things in tune and in line. But it was like they were going through the motion. They were just showing up like a bunch. You know, you can get to the place where you're like a robot. Amen. You can come through them doors because your pastors preach on you for so long and so hard to come to church. And you come through them doors with your head hung down. It's church day again. It's church time again. I got to do it. Amen. Old Jason be calling me. Want to know where I'm at tonight? Come on now. Amen. You can get to the place where you just do it out of necessity. You just do it because that's what I have to do. But Jesus said, no, you don't have to live like that. But you can be like David. Amen. And say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord, because it's in that place, amen, that I can feel his presence. It's in that place that I can worship him and feel an otherworldly presence in the house. Great God, I come to tell us, don't ever, amen, confuse labor and think that it's a substitute for love. There's a lot of churches, they still labor, they still work, but they've lost that love. They've lost that place for the Lord in their heart. Oh, I come to tell us, amen, I'm all for holiness. I've lived a holy life. I was really, I guess you say, started off in a holiness church. Brother Tom, amen, I was just a little boy. Amen, I got saved in a holiness church. And when they preached against the world, I just quit doing it. I come out of the world, saith the Lord, and be ye separate. Amen. I did the things that my pastor preached. But do you know you can get to a place? I can go down the list and name you 20 or 30 things right now. But it's not my message tonight. I mean, I believe holiness with the best of them. But do you know you can get to a place, amen, where purity and holiness, amen, we try to substitute that for passion. Hey, come on now. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. I don't want to get to the place where I look down my nose at others and say, look at how holy I am. Look at all that I've given up for the Lord. And then when the Holy Ghost is moving in the house, I sit back there like a wooden Indian. Move me if you can. Oh, but no. I don't want to get to the place where the purity living a pure life is trying to be substituted for the passion of the Lord. Jesus ate with the sinners and with the publicans, and they rebuked him, and they said, why do you do this? He said, they that are sick need a physician, but they that are whole, they don't need a doctor. Hey, I come to tell you today, that's why we have a church. Did you know that? For the perfecting of the saints. I told Michelle some time back, you know, now we're living in a time when people come through them doors. We dealt with it. They're hooked on drugs. They've got track marks on their arms. Their life is upside down. They've got a past. Hey, and you know, there's a lot of people say, I don't want nobody with a bunch of baggage like that. But I thank God that Jesus cares about somebody that's got baggage. I'm glad that Jesus cares about somebody that's got a past. Hey, I said it several times here lately, but thank God he came in the middle of the day at that woman by the wellside. Come on. Everybody else came early in the morning and late in the evening to draw water because it was so hot in that Middle Eastern Hickman town. But thank God this woman came in the middle of the day. Nobody else was allowed to be around her. But Jesus came for a woman, great God, who was horrible. She was adulterous, and nobody else wanted to even be around this one. But Jesus came for just that one. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, Jesus, he cares about people. I don't ever want to lose my passion and substitute it with just going through the motions and just forget what it's all about. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Do you know what it's about?
Yes, Lord. Paul Preston.
Do you understand what the whole realm of this picture tonight? Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm not here, Brother Anthony, because it's Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and I have to be here.
Come on. All right.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
I'm being honest here. Some people do that. But I'm here, Brother Tommy, because the Lord saved me when I was just a 13-year-old boy, Brother John, and I should have started preaching just a year or two after that. But I ran from that call for a long time, and I started preaching at the late year of 17. Amen. I've been preaching the gospel since I was 17, since I've been in high school. Amen. I've been preaching the gospel, Brother Anthony, and it's very easy to get to the place, amen, where if you don't watch out, it's just, amen, you program yourself to do it. You program yourself. Amen. Thursday night church night. Sunday morning church morning. Sunday night church night. Program yourself. Pick his Bible up, read 3 or 4 chapters a day. You program yourself. Get down and pray 10 or 15. Amen. Oh, no. I don't want to get to that place. Amen. Where it's something that I program that I have to do. But I want to be at that place. When you first, he said, I got someone against you. When you first got saved, I couldn't keep you out of the altars. Amen. When you first got saved, you couldn't wait to open up the lid to my word. It was a longing in your heart. But he said, I've got someone against you. You left it. You don't care about it anymore. Amen. All you care about is pleasing yourself. I come to tell you, church, don't lose. Don't leave behind that first love.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Anthony,
yes.
I use it as a joke a lot of times, but Michelle and I first started dating. I had a baby all the time, but tell Charlie Kathy had to beat me out of the house with a stick. I stay on here on going to college. I didn't have no friends, no family, no nothing. Great God. Amen. So I didn't have nothing else to do besides lay out at Charlie Caffey's house. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. We only dated 10 months. Now, to some, that's a long time. To others, that's a short time. Hallelujah. Before this COVID was going on, we used to play basketball down there by my house on Monday nights. That old boy said, he smiled. He said, I'm getting ready to get married. Or he said, he got engaged to my fiance. He said, we're going to get married. I said, oh, yeah. I was getting excited for it. Amen. He said, when are you getting married? He named the date off like a year and a half down the road. I said, what's your hurry, son? Hey, God. What's your hurry? Amen. But we dated about 10 months. Hey, hallelujah. I don't recommend that. I'll tell you what I will recommend. You better know who it is you're marrying. Amen. Yeah, right. Hey, God. I've seen some folks run off and get married. Hey, and they thought they was getting a blue-eyed kitten. But what they got was a mountain lion. Amen. Hey, you better realize and understand and know what you're getting into. But for 10 months, hey, God, day in, day out. Girls, shut your ears. You don't want to hear this. But for day in, day out, I was there. Hey, God. Amen. We loved one another. We was wanting to, amen, understand one another. Hallelujah. And we was aggravating the day while I was up there eating. I asked her to marry me on a Sunday night, Brother Anthony, after church. We went to church on Sunday night. And that night, hey, God, I said, will you marry me? Somebody said, what, was you nervous? And she going to tell you no? Not so much that. Amen. I was getting ready to start a brand new semester at Marshall. She was getting ready to start a brand new job. And the pressure got put on me. I thought, hey, if we don't tie the knot now, it'll be 6-8 months down the road. That's a long time to me. I said, will you marry me on a Sunday night? She said, yes. And we talked a little bit. She said, when you want to get married? I said, one day this week. Hallelujah. Just whatever day's good for you is good for me. Right. Thursday we got married, had a church wedding, and had everything. I don't know why folks need to plan it off a year down the road. Great God. Amen. Do it and get it done. Hallelujah. Hey, I remember when I, amen, first fell in love, it was everything. Come on now. It wasn't a drudgery. 20 years later, we're coming up on a 20-year mark in just about 2 months away. 20 years, Brother Tom. Amen. Now we got 5 kids. Hey, now things are a lot different. I work, have a church, have a lot of responsibility, have children, have a lot of things on the table. But let me tell you something. Amen. I don't think it's a drudgery to go to work and provide for my family. Oh, no. I still have that yearning. I still have that desire. I still love my family. Come on. Amen. How about Michelle? If I'd asked her that Sunday night, will you marry me? But there's a lot of loads of laundry you're going to have to do. Woo! And a lot of baths. She's bathed most of all them girls. I help a lot with the boys. Amen. I can't wash hair and I can't do ponytails and braids. Amen. I can't do all that. And she's had to do a lot with them girls. But I've helped a lot with these boys. Amen, Brother Tom. If I'd have said, you're going to have to give a lot of baths. You're going to have to fix a lot of meals. You're going to have to do a lot of dishes. You're going to have to wash a lot of clothes. She might have had second thoughts. God. But no, I don't believe so. Hey, man, she washes them kids' clothes every day. She's wore out, I don't know how many washers and dryers. Hey, man, you know why? Because she loves them. Because she cares. She still has that first love in her heart. Hey, I come to tell you, church, don't lose it. Don't lose it. Don't lose that first love. Don't leave it behind. Don't get rid of it. It's fine. To stay close to the Lord.
Praise God.
It's strange, a tragedy when the first love dies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
What is first love? Well, I just explained it to you. You remember when you first got saved? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember how much love was in your heart? I love hearing Brother Tommy tell about when he got saved and he first started up at the plant. I purchased a nickel plant. Amen. Worked there 42 years. Yeah. That's a long time to work one job. Amen. Worked up there 42 years. But he said he'd go out there on his lunch break when he's working the midnight shift. Amen. Or before he went in, I can't remember either way. And he said he laid over the hump in the front of his car, had a hump in the middle, and he lay over that hump and he, oh God, I love you, I want to get close. And he prayed and he cried over the hump of that car. And he said, one night security guard come out there and signed a line in there, looking down on him, said, son, are you all right? Are you okay? And he said, yes, I'm just trying to get closer to the Lord. Well, the world might think you're crazy. The world might make fun of you. But I'd like to bend over the hump of that car and get closer to the Lord. Don't lose that first love. Don't lose that zeal that you one time had. Don't replace it with the things of this world. But stay hungry for the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. A lot of people get busy making money, making a profession, making a career, and then lose that first love for God. Woo! We get prosperous. You know, the more you get prosperous, the less you need God.
That's it.
We desire for a greater social status, and we lose that status of the Lord.
Yeah. Come on.
Amen. Some have that secret fascination. They have some secret sin in their life that they're petting and they're feeding, and they lose that zeal for God.
That's right.
Amen. Don't let that secret sin, amen, get a hold on your heart.
Come on.
Do you hear me here tonight? Hey, God. Amen. Oh, remember that time when you felt like you couldn't live without Him? Amen. So you kept on and kept on loving the Lord more than anything. Then can I tell you here today, your Christian happiness and peace will be destroyed when you go to dabbling in sin. Come on now. Amen. You'll lose your first love. Amen. If you have a greater desire for this world, Demas, having loved us, he was part of us. He was part of the crew, but he fell in love with the world, and he had departed us, loving this present world. You don't want to fall in love with the world. Oh no, you want to be the bride of Christ. Praise God. Amen. So he tells them, amen, hallelujah, you've left your first love.
Yes.
Remember, therefore, from which thou remember.
Remember, Lord.
And the second one, repent. Remember how it used to be? Hallelujah. First he tells us to remember. Amen. Remember how we loved him. Remember how it used to be. Remember how you used to love to sing in a choir.
Come on.
Amen. Remember how you used to love to be at church early and pray in them altars and get the Spirit moving long before church ever started. Woo, hallelujah. Why such a change? Amen. Well, maybe you're losing that first love. Great God. What makes a Christian work for Christ? It's that first love. Amen. None of this world, amen, great God, would be necessary if people just loved Jesus. Amen. You wouldn't have a love for this world if you just fell in love with the Lord.
Amen.
If we love Jesus, it'll be our delight to serve Him.
Yes, it will.
Mary, the Bible, or Martha rather, got covered about much serving. She got covered about with doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
You can get too busy to fall out of love with Jesus.
Yes.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yes, Lord.
I said you'd get too busy and fall in love with Jesus. Brother Anthony has been testifying a lot lately. I love it when he says it. He said he'd be out working, be out doing something. He said something in his heart says, it's time to go inside and pray. It's time to go inside and get that word. Don't lose that. Don't lose that, Brother Anthony.
Right.
Don't you lose that.
Right.
Don't you lose that.
Right.
Hallelujah. Woo! My, my. Hey, great God in heaven. Don't lose that. It's important. Then Jesus gives the command to repent. Hallelujah. The most miserable person in all the world is not a reprobate. It's not an outright sinner, no. But I believe it's that one that one time, amen, served and knew the Lord at a close manner. At one time knew him close to, amen, face to face. And then they fall out with the Lord. That's the most miserable person that you'll ever find in all the world. But you know how you come back from that? You got to repent and do thy first works again, Jesus said. Hey, God, hey, help us to recognize our need, and nothing in this world would pull and tug on our heart. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to fall in love with him, don't you?
Yes, Lord.
I want to love him more than anything. Hallelujah. Jesus tells them, amen, that if they do not repent, he would come quickly and remove their candlestick out of its place. Certainly, he means that a church is a lighthouse. Woo. But if the church loses its light, he don't have a need for it anymore. I don't want to lose the light, do you?
No.
Brother Anthony, one of my number one prayers in almost 12 years, well, 11 and a half, it won't be 12 years until this next February coming up. I started the church, amen, in a little storefront building in February of 2010. So in February this year coming up, Brother Tommy, almost 12 years that we started to work. My number one prayer in 12 years, Brother Anthony, has been many times. You know, there's a lot of battles. Everybody fights a lot of battles. You'll fight battles. You'll lose that zeal. You'll lose that desire if you let the devil war you and tangle with your mind.
That's right.
My number one prayer, Brother Tommy, through these years has been, oh God, don't let me lose my burden.
Right.
Oh God, don't let me lose my desire.
Right.
Because if I lose that, Brother Anthony, I'm done for.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. If a church loses its life, Jesus don't need that church.
Right.
Amen. Hey God, what is a home where the love has died? It is nothing but a house. People may live in big, nice, expensive homes and expensive furnishings, but it's nothing but a house if there's no love in that place. Oh God, the Ephesian church was active. It was patient. Great God, it labored. Amen. But